The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
We often talk about fast food, so that got me thinking about fast food. And my hot take is this, that McDonald's has way too many burger options and they need to drop at least half of them and just add a grilled cheese to make it easy for parents. Because, like, not everybody wants a hamburger, but it's true. You look at their menu. Like, what's the difference between a double cheeseburger and a McDouble? Like, one extra slice of cheese. You don't need those as separate menu items.
Yeah.
Are you mad about too many burgers or not enough grilled cheese? Because I don't think the two need to be connected.
They don't need to be, but if, like, that's their argument, is, like, we only have so much room on our digital signs.
Like, have they made that argument?
Like,
have you brought
one.
This up to a franchisee and they've said, listen, sir, we only have so much room? Because they're just trying to get rid of you.
Look, like, I have a kid who doesn't want to eat meat. And a lot of kids want simple things like grilled cheeses. I'm not the only parent as a kid that would like a grilled cheese. And it would be a lot easier to go through a drive-thru and just go, can I have a grilled cheese, please?
Do you rather have bread than go, and hey. Butter and cheese at home? Because I feel like that'd be pretty easy.
Or maybe go to one of the many other places that offer a grilled cheese on the kids' menu.
Who wants to go to like 28 different places? Believe me, just not
two.
Me, because I have done it.
Just two.
It's a pain. It's a huge pain in the ass.
You could get something at the grilled cheese location.
My two kids want different things.
What does the other kid get?
He'll eat anything from.
Well, then how could he possibly have anything from that's not a grilled cheese from another place?
Liam wants a grilled cheese. That's it.
What fast food places do grilled cheeses? I didn't even know that was a thing.
Culver's.
Oh.
Sonic.
I don't think I've ever. I think I went to Culver's.
But I don't have a Sonic anywhere near me.
Turned my nose up and went away forever.
You're such a spoiled brat when it comes to soda flavors, Kelly.
I know, because if it's not Coca-Cola, I have to drink Dr. Pepper, which makes me feel like there's medicine in my mouth afterwards. Don't care for that.
Mix in a water.
I mean, you don't need to drink.
No, you don't need to.
I need a soda for fast food.
I
need a Coke.
Get yourself a Sierra Mist before it's out of stock.
Oh, stop it.
Oh, yeah. What is that turning into? Like salty bubbles or something?
I think it's going to be called Sprat.
It's Starry.
Starry.
Yeah, we
really?
Yeah, we tried it. It was like an immediate marketing thing at my house.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, we got to try this. All right. So we tried it.
Is it that much different?
No.
They just rebranded it.
I mean, I think it might be a little bit of a different formula than what Sierra Mist was. I think it's a little more lemony than like Sprite is. Sprite is a little more balanced.
Wasn't Sierra Mist just ginger ale?
No. Sierra Mist was like Sprite.
Oh. Ugh. Gross.
Sprite or 7-Up. Like, they're all the same.
Ugh. So nasty. There's of all the sodas in the world, and you choose Sierra Mist. Get a life.
Ooh. Yeah.
Wow. Hot take.
Harsh.
Again,
Kelly with a hot
this
take.
Is the person who won't ask some friends to microwave her meal if it gets a little cool, but she's going to make sure that no one has the sodas they like because you can only have the ones she likes.
Coca-Cola is supreme.
A lot of people, boy, Hot Wings, there are a lot of McDonald's employees saying you can totally order grilled cheese here.
Here's the thing.
Tell us how difficult it
is. Oh, no.
You can, but some drive-through people, but it's not on the menu, and some drive-through people get it right, and a lot of them don't.
Now it's the working man's fault.
So you can get it.
Well, but you have to special order it, and you feel like a dick doing it. You have to go, hey, look, can I get the two cheeseburger meal, but I don't want the cheeseburgers like cheeseburgers. I just want them as grilled cheese. And then they go, and then you ask that. And then some people will get it, and other people they'll just write, like, plain. But when you write plain, like, Free Beer orders cheeseburgers plain.
Mm-hmm.
There's still meat on those. And so I've gotten them before where they're plain. And so then you have to go, no, I mean, like, no pickles or onions or meat.
Oh, that's
just
too hard.
Cheese and bun.
too
much.
You're not the one making it. You have to say the words. It's easy to say words.
But if it was just a menu item, then you could just go, I just want a two grilled cheeses.
Just say the words.
They don't do it, though. Not all the time.
Sounds like they do.
No, they don't. Do you know how many times I've had to go back in because I look at it and I go, nope, they added meat again. There's the meat. I don't want, I can't. My kid is a vegetarian.
We need to try this out. Yes. We need to do a.
It's a huge pain in the ass.
We got a layover anywhere today? With the McDonald's. Because if there's anywhere that's going to mess up,
there's always a McDonald's. Airport
mess.
McDonald's? Oh, my God. You're just getting a bag of onions and spit in your mouth.
That's the thing.
Yeah, sometimes they just slap you.
Sometimes they mess up the order that's normal when you don't ask for anything special. So when you have to special order it. Hummings, you feel like a jerk, and also sometimes they get it right, and a lot of times they don't.
Birmingham checking in and saying, I ask for a McDouble with no meat, onions, or pickles. They've gotten it right every time.
Well, then you have a great McDonald's. Because they do not get it right every
time.
Now
it's a war on the local McDonald's.
Well,
there's one person who works there that you have a grudge against, doesn't it?
No. Yeah.
Show challenge. Anybody going to McDonald's today, order a grilled cheese. At Free FBHW Show on social media, send me pictures if it's right or wrong.
Yes.
I'm going to put together a collage. At FBHW Show on any social media except for Twitter. I'm banned from there forever.
That's right. I'll see it. You can do it on
Hot Wings. Will, anyone who gets one and it's right, Hot Wings will reimburse you.
Yeah, in your dreams.
You've been paying for so many good grilled cheeses.
And if it's wrong, it's on you. Because it turns on you.
No, I have right. There is a, at the drive-thru that I go to all the time, though, there's one girl who has like a really, she has a weird, her dialogue is weird.
What does that mean?
Is that a speech impediment, you mean?
No, yeah. No.
Are you trying to say something like she, her brain was carved out with a melon baller?
Does she say, welcome to McDorfels?
No.
Welcome to McDonald's. I don't know what cheese grilled is.
No, she just has a really weird cadence, but I always know she's going to get it right. So I'm really happy when she's like, welcome to McDonald's. Like she has this weird voice. I don't know.
Hey, is that one girl who's going to be single forever in there? Put her on the blower. I want to order grilled cheese.
But she's great. She is spot on 100% of the time. Like, I always know she's going to get it right. But anyone else, they're like 30% at best.
Can I talk to that girl who sounds stupid? She's actually smart.
She doesn't sound, well, she sounds just weird, not stupid. I wouldn't say stupid.
She's probably super bright, going to invent the next iPhone or something.
I don't know, but she's
this is Hot Wings trying to order just a grilled cheese. Hey, can I get the double cheeseburger meal for kids? But my kid's a vegetarian, so you know what that means. He doesn't eat meat. So do you think that you could take the meat off of those double cheeseburgers? No pickles, no onions, no lettuce either. Just the cheese.
Bread cheese.
You don't want any cheese?
You'd be surprised how often you have to really dumb it down and explain it a number of times.
I really hate to dumb this down.
Oh, man.
But you guys are pretty stupid, except for that one girl with a speech impediment.
Point is, if it was just on the menu, it wouldn't be a problem for anyone.
It would be a lot better.
It's true.
Yeah, they never get things wrong if they're on the menu.
Yeah, right.
Well, that's true, too.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.